Today, Israel unveiled a package of financial benefits for Jewish settlers living in the West Bank. The decision was announced only 2 days after Palestinian gunmen killed 2 Jewish settlers. Israeli officials say they want to send a message to the terrorists that Israel will not be swayed by violent attacks. Palestinians warn the expansion of Jewish settlements jeopardizes the entire peace process. From Jerusalem, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared Jewish settlements on the West Bank a national priority area. That means that more than 100,000 settlers will be eligible for tax breaks, subsidized housing, low-cost student loans, and other financial benefits. Moshe Fogel, an Israeli government spokesman, says these are the same kind of benefits extended to thousands of other Israelis who live in territory Israel captured during the 1967 war.
It's these same type of treatment that Israelis get in the Golan Heights, in the Gaza Strip, the Jordan Valley, or some outlying towns. It's intended to balance the hardships that they encounter in their daily lives.
Fogel says the package of financial benefits is just that, a way to make life a little easier for Jewish settlers. It won't necessarily lead, he says, to even one more Israeli home on the West Bank. But clearly the financial incentives are designed to attract more Israelis to the region, just as a similar government program did in the 1980s. Today's announcement comes only 2 days after a terrorist attack left 2 Jewish settlers dead. On Wednesday, Palestinian gunmen killed a 12-year-old boy and his mother. Israeli government spokesman Moshe Fogel says today's announcement of what amounts to a likely expansion of Jewish settlements is meant to send a message to the terrorists.
We are not going to close our eyes and hope for the best. We are going to take the type of decisive action that will protect our own people and will signal to the terrorists that we have resolve and we will not crumble under pressure.
Jewish settlers welcomed today's announcement. The vast majority of them voted for Prime Minister Netanyahu, and they expect him to fulfill his campaign pledge to expand Jewish settlements. But Israel's settlement policy is colliding head-on with Palestinian dreams of an independent state. Yasser Arafat's Palestinian Authority issued a statement today calling the Israeli plan a declaration of war on the Palestinian people. Hanan Ashrawi, Arafat's Minister of Education, says the expansion of Jewish settlements violates the peace agreement Israel signed with the Palestinians.
What they're doing right now is destroying the very foundations of the peace process. It's an act, a decision, which is an invitation to violence, an act of provocation and incitement, and it also rubs any peace process of its legitimacy.
Israel is not only expanding settlements in the West Bank, but also here in East Jerusalem in predominantly Arab neighborhoods. Partly financed by donations from American Jews, an Israeli group has purchased a large tract of land in this neighborhood called Ras Al Amud. Now they want to build more than 100 homes here and establish a Jewish presence. Earlier in the week, the Israeli government granted preliminary approval for construction to begin. But the residents of Ras Al Amud say they will fight the project. Fadab Adid, a student who lives here, says the settlement plan reveals Israel's true intentions.
They're still building. They still come to our homeland, you see?
Do you think there will be trouble if they go ahead with the plans to build new houses here?
Of course. The people who live here will stop them. Of course, there's something.
It is precisely that kind of confrontation that frightens many people here, Palestinian and Israeli. This is Eric Weiner in Jerusalem.